Greetings, everyone. Thank you for being here. My name is Johnny Patterson. I'm the Vice President of Government Relations for Genesis Healthcare, which the Belvedere is an affiliate skilled nursing facility of. Today, I'm honored to be here to celebrate our collaboration with the Health Department's Long-Term Care Transformation Office, as well as the Belvedere's commitment to long-term care. Our ensuring relationship with the Department of Health has paved the way for collaborative ventures, particularly our involvement with the Long-Term Care Resiliency Infrastructure Supports and Empowerment, better known as the RISE program. The Belvedere, a shining example in long-term care, has not only earned its place as a 4-star CMS-rated center, but has also been recognized as one of America's best nursing homes by Newsweek. With the launch of this next iteration of the LTC RISE 2.0, I'm confident the Belvedere will continue to showcase its commitment and resilience to care. This team, dedicated to infection prevention and control, all along with health emergency preparedness, enhances the delivery of resident-centered care, focusing on what matters most to our residents and our families. The Belvedere's involvement in the LTC RISE program and the quality investment pilot is a testament to their unwavering commitment to excellence and resident-centered care. As we recognize these achievements today, let us applaud the Pennsylvania Department of Health for prioritizing this important initiative to serve long-term care residents. Before we move forward, it is my pleasure to introduce the next speaker, Joseph Bewley, the administrator here at Bellevue. With a rich background in psychology and geriatric healthcare, Joseph brings a unique perspective to the challenges facing our long-term care facilities and residents. His leadership and dedication has since played a pivotal role in the Belvedere's ongoing success in their achieved participation in initiatives like the LTC RISE program and the quality investment pilot. Today, he is here to share his insight into the Belvedere's role in these transformative initiatives and how their commitment to excellence continues to shape the landscape of healthcare. Without further ado, please welcome me in joining Joseph to the stage. Thank you.
Thank you, Johnny, and thank you to the Pennsylvania Department of Health for being here today. It is truly an honor to speak with you all about the exceptional relationship between the Belvedere and the Department of Health's Long-Term Care Transformation Office. Here at the Belvedere Center, we are serving the community with 150 skilled nursing beds, including 30 beds dedicated to memory support. We are lucky to be involved in the Long-Term Care Resiliency Infrastructure Supports and Empowerment Long-Term Care RISE 2.0 program and the Quality Investment Pilot as well. This collaboration with Eclego, a workforce management solution, has proven instrumental in enhancing staff retention and implementing hiring strategies. In fact, Eclego recently organized a open house with special emphasis on nursing positions that led to a total of 5 candidates and an ongoing community recognition as well. Through the Long-Term Care RISE program, Belvedere was able to successfully hire new staff, contributing to the enhancement of the overall workforce and center. We thank Eclego for bringing in valuable expertise in marketing, advertising, and strategizing, resulting in successful recruitment processes. In the realm of emergency preparedness, we have also implemented recommendations from the Long-Term Care RISE program. Engaging in webinars as well as one-on-one sessions, we have enhanced our disaster planning and response mechanisms, striving for the safety of both residents and staff in the event of an emergency. This training not only improved our disaster planning, but also contributed to our overall efficiency of emergency plans and staff training. Our focus on professional development, staff well-being, and resident-centered care sets a benchmark for the industry, showcasing our dedication to excellence. Finally, we will also be receiving a grant through the Quality Investment Pilot, for which I'm absolutely grateful for. Those funds are earmarked for additional infrastructure enhancements. As we celebrate the Belvedere's achievements, we'd like to again thank the Pennsylvania Department of Health's Long-Term Care Transformation Office for this critical partnership. This collaboration exemplifies excellence, resilience, and a shared commitment to advancing the quality of long-term care. Thank you all for coming today, and go Team Belvedere.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon. Thank you for hosting. I'm Dr. Deborah Bogan. I'm the Acting Secretary of Health for the Pennsylvania Department of Health. So Joseph, thanks for your taking care of the residents with all of your staff here. It's really an honor and privilege to be here with you all today. I want to thank a couple of people who are here with us today, including Senator Kane for joining us. Your mayor from Chester is here as well. And also the Vice President of Operations for the Pennsylvania Healthcare Association, Chris Fisher, and Leading Age President and CEO Gary Pisano are both with us here today, and they are wonderful partners in this work. I also want to thank our staff. So we have two members of the Long-Term Care Transformation Office here with us today, Megan Barbu, who directs our office. Megan, wait. Over here, and Avon Bittinger, who is a fellow with us and doing lots of the work in this area. So thank you both for being here. And I also want to recognize our RISE partners in the back of the room from PenMed and Temple. So they are providing that expertise to you and that consultation through the program, the Long-Term Care RISE program, that has allowed you to do much of the work that's here. So thank you for your guidance and help. And I also want to mention that we normally come to these events with the Department of Aging and the Department of Human Services because we all work together. But unfortunately, the Department of Aging Secretary Jason Kavulich and the Secretary for Human Services, Dr. Valar Kush, are not able to be with us today. But they send their regrets, but really appreciate the work that you all do here in Pennsylvania and really understanding that the whole Shapiro administration is really committed to working on long-term care communities. So thank you. So we all know that long-term care communities are only as strong as their staff, but staff can't offer the highest quality of care without the backing of a stalwart facility. So as the complexity of the needs of long-term care residents increases, we have to ensure that the facilities have the tools they need to address that care. This includes keeping pace with changing technology and modernizing equipment. And the Shapiro administration supports the goal of ensuring access to quality healthcare for all Pennsylvanians, and that includes older adults, including the use of technology and modernizing facilities where appropriate. So that is why in early 2023, the Department of Health's Long-Term Care Transformation Office was established to support long-term care facilities in their efforts to recover and rebuild from the challenges facing the industry. It's currently funded by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The Department of Health's Long-Term Care Transformation Office takes a coordinated and collaborative approach to help ensure that facilities can provide residents with the highest level of care. And one of the office's programs, the Quality Investment Pilot, is really the first of its kind. This unique program is providing $14.2 million in funding to long-term care facilities across the Commonwealth to implement those innovative strategies in three specific areas. First, facilities were eligible to receive funding to support workforce interventions to improve staff retention and build resiliency in their employees. From leadership development to clinical skills, the funding is helping staff get additional training to provide our friends and family with even better care. Second, facilities had access to funding for infrastructure interventions to improve infection prevention control and emergency preparedness. Infrastructure interventions are integral to the Long-Term Care Transformation Office's Quality Investment Pilot Program because they allow facilities to increase resident services. Institutions like the Belvedere will receive money to implement these. And the Belvedere received $9,000 from this pilot program, and it's investing it in their infrastructure to better serve their residents. Specifically, the Belvedere will be using $3,000 to modernize their emergency communication equipment. Another $3,000 will be used to upgrade their software system to implement better resident care. And $3,000 will be used to purchase HEPA filtration to improve ventilation and airflow. These interventions will aid the Belvedere in reducing the spread of infectious disease and ensure they're better prepared for emergencies. That is what the Quality Investment Pilot Program was really developed for, directly aid facilities and give them the support they need to enhance resident care. And as the name suggests, the work of the Long-Term Care Transformation Office aims to be transformative. And that work is done through partnerships. These partnerships with our sister agencies and collaboration with stakeholders like many of you here today, really the office is uniquely equipped to continue to provide that resources for our long-term care communities. So again, that's why we're here today, to really talk about that great work that you're all doing in the community with the help of lots of people. It's not done alone. So it's I'm honored to sort of introduce the next folks who are some of those partners in this work. So we have the Association Vice President, Pennsylvania Healthcare Association, Vice President of Operations, Chris Fisher, to talk about the importance of long-term care infrastructure. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks. Thanks, everybody. I want to start by saying thank you to all the staff here at the Belvedere and to Genesis Healthcare. We would have no reason to be here today without your commitment to care for all the residents in this community, and you do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days out of the year. This year, 366, because it's a leap year. And I also want to thank Acting Secretary Bogan and her team at the Department of Health for their commitment to collaborating with PHCA and long-term care providers to ensure that collectively we can support the growing demands in care for seniors and adults with disabilities right here in Pennsylvania. And I also appreciate Gary and his team's efforts at Leading Age and all the other stakeholders that could be with us today and those that are in the back of the room. As Secretary Bogan mentioned, my name is Chris Fisher, I do know that, and I am the Vice President of Operations at PHCA. As many of you know, this PHCA stands for the Pennsylvania Healthcare Association. I started there as the Director of Quality Initiatives over 6 years ago, and prior to that, I was actually a licensed nursing home administrator and still am licensed. Started in 2008, started in the industry in 2004, actually in the admissions and social service office, and was talking to the administrator here earlier, was getting my degree in psychology, having no idea what goes on in these walls when you drive past these facilities and you see the signs and all the work and all the commitment and all the dedication that takes from that standpoint. So I do have the experience on the clinical side, and part of the opportunity coming to the association was that I can touch a larger footprint than just one organization. And my goal, being an operator and having that perspective, is if I can give the staff better competency or give those leaders in those facilities more time that they can spend with their residents, that they don't have to be looking for a solution to something or struggling with a challenge or thinking of a new idea perspective-wise, that's my goal. So I always encourage our members to reach out to us anytime if they're looking for something, just want to talk about best practices, what we're hearing from other providers, anything we can help them from that perspective. And then I also always have to brag about my wife, Jeannie. She's a registered nurse by trade, and she serves as a president of a ventilator and rehabilitation company in the state. So we're very happy with that. And working closely with our members based on our own experiences, I had my great-grandfather in my facility, I had my uncle in my facility, and my uncle was one of those Parkinson's individuals that didn't always follow the care plan. We're talking about 76 falls a year. They would tell me, you're never gonna believe where your uncle slept last night when I came in, and some of you can imagine when you're working with the residents, and you just have to be creative from that standpoint. And there's been a lot of challenges, and there's gonna continue to be challenges, but I also see the drive that you have and the way that you want to help your community and foster that in you, that commitment to show up every day and be there for your residents and be there for your coworkers. And those are things that we need to keep to be able to juggle and balance with personal schedules that are demanding, kids' activities, events that come up. You get that phone call from the DON that we need an RN tonight for the residents, and you do what you have to do to get childcare, or you might miss an event, or you might not be able to get through dinner without the phone going off five times, but you're that committed to your facility and your resident. And that's something that we're proud of at the association to represent. And we know the hard work that you're putting into it every day. And Eric reminds me, I'm aging as well. And in 2040, the population's gonna double. It's a necessity. I don't have going to a nursing facility on my bucket list. There's probably not many people in here that do have that on that bucket list. I've had that conversation with many family members in the past. But there is a need. and how can we collaborate and make that better, make that the best quality of life for that individual for the longest amount of time for them. And also to give them peace of mind that when they're out there trying to juggle their own schedules and stresses, that their loved one's being taken care of to the highest level and with the best attention. And that's something we are very proud in. So it shouldn't be scary, and we can prepare for those years. And that's why we're here today, to build on that foundation of commitment with the support from all long-term care stakeholders that will help advance care in Pennsylvania. And funding is always going to be a great support mechanism and that collaboration, where we could be a national leader, not just a state leader from that perspective. The Department of Health established a grant program to fund quality initiatives. And Genesis Healthcare made an investment to secure those funds, reinvest that technology and infrastructure supports. In an emergent situation, having better systems and having the confidence in your systems goes a long way when you're trying to juggle and manage those things in emergency situations. So we definitely recognize the need to continue that. We support and ultimately want to help anything that strengthens that foundation to commitment. And today is a demonstration of that process. And we look forward to working with the state to build upon this in months and years to come. And I thank you for your time today and appreciate you having me. And I'm going to turn it over to Gary.
Good afternoon, folks. And thanks so much for having me. I could not be happier to be here. One reason being is I got to come back to Belvedere. I like to say that I spent the best part of my career at Genesis, so I could attest to the heartfelt work, the passion, the compassion that goes into the care that providers like Belvedere provide. So as I was introduced, I'm the CEO and president of Leading HPA. We are a trade association advocating for reform in healthcare, supporting aging services providers, about 430 of them. And my comments or my point of view really come from a few different places. One is as a speech language pathologist, a clinical operator, as a son-in-law, helping my mother-in-law, Marge, my father-in-law, Nicholas, age in a very healthy way, a person aging himself. And what I can tell you about this work, this mission of evolving aging services, is that it begins with honoring and celebrating older adults and the people who care for them. That's really significant, the honoring part. Those of us who really found the most gratification on the front line understand that caring for older adults is a privilege. And it's an honor, and it's also a responsibility. So when we look at what that responsibility means, it means that we've got to show up for them. So the work that the folks here at Belvedere do is made possible by the work of Dr. Bogan's office. It's those supports. What do people want as they age? They want to have access to quality care. They want to have choices. They want and they need relationship. What we do when we support the people who care for older adults is we enable them to do their job just a little bit easier, make the work feasible, and then the effort can be in building those relationships. For many people who come to especially skilled nursing care, staff very often becomes their family. The significance of that is in the evidence. We learned this in a very hard way during the COVID pandemic, the importance of relationship. And when I refer to the evidence, I'm talking about studies that have been done, studies that predict things like dementia and depression. The single most important factor in preventing depression and onset of dementia is the fact that someone believes they have a meaningful relationship, not counted by the number of people you come in contact with or the number of people you know, but if you truly believe that someone cares about you and cares for you. And that's why it's so important that we support the work that's happening in aging services. because older people deserve that. So I'm so happy to be part of this effort and so encouraged by the incremental changes that we see happening, how we see again and again how government and industry and labor are coming together to make a real difference. So thank you for letting me be here and part of this effort, and I'm going to hand this back over to Dr. Bogan.
Thank you so much for having us here and really shining a light, letting us shine a light on the industry that really, COVID really made it clear we need to shine a light on this industry and support this industry like we haven't done before. So I'm really happy to be here. And again, all this work is done through partnership. No one group does it alone. So we're happy to answer any questions. And if there are any questions? Perfect. I love when there are no questions. But anyway, thank you so much for having us here. I look forward to meeting you all again, sort of personally, and having more discussions about how we can support the great work that happens in places like the Belvedere and in the facilities across our Commonwealth. So hope you all have a lovely new year. And again, thank you for hosting us and putting on this event with us.